Along the entire length of the Strand, newly outfitted with the cast-iron lamps of the Gaslight and Coke Company, and past familiar churches, shops, tailors, and alehouses. The streets here, by now some distance from the prisons, pulsated with all the elegance and gaiety of Regency times. This, after all, was the day of Beau Brummell, though Brummell himself had only 3 years before left London for France, preparing for his own date with the debtor's prison and his subsequent death in a French lunatic asylum. The London streets that morning would have been crowded with the dandies who, their newly invented umbrellas sheltering them from the showers, followed the strict particulars of his style. The entire stretch along which the glum but relieved Oxfordshire convict walked spoke all too gaudily of money and amusement and brio, a sharp contrast, no doubt, to the grim mood of the man who passed among them. In ordinary circumstances he might have stopped at number 181 the Strand, the elegant bow-windowed building where his best friend, the noted cartographer John Carey, had his offices. But this particular morning he was in a hurry and eager to move on. It took him 10 minutes to pass the entire length of the Strand, after which he turned left. Trafalgar Square had not yet been built to act as a landmark, and turned into that small maze of fashionable Georgian neoclassical houses that had been put up by the four Adam brothers half a century before, and that they had named after Adelphoi, the Greek word for brothers, the Adelphoi.